The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Chronicles of Narnia is a series of 7 fantasy novels by C.S. Lewis. It is considered a classic of children's literature and is the author's best-known work. The books have been adapted into various media, including radio, television, the stage, and film. The series is set in the fictional realm of Narnia, a fantasy world of magic, mythical beasts, and talking animals. It chronicles the adventures of a group of children who play central roles in the unfolding history of the Narnian world. The books span the entire history of Narnia, from its creation in The Magician's Nephew to its eventual destruction in the last battle. The main protagonists are the Pevensey children, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, who play central roles in the unfolding history of Narnia. Along the way, they encounter a variety of creatures, including fauns, dwarves, talking animals, and the White Witch. The books also feature Aslan, a talking lion who is the true king of Narnia and a representation of Jesus Christ. The Chronicles of Narnia has been praised for its imaginative and vivid storytelling, its moral and spiritual themes, and its ability to capture the imaginations of readers of all ages. The books have been translated into more than 47 languages and have sold over 100 million copies worldwide, making them some of the best-selling books of all time. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Pevensey children are transported to the magical world of Narnia. Four siblings, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, are magically transported to the world of Narnia, a land of talking animals, mythical creatures, and a powerful lion king. The Pevensey children were suddenly transported to the magical world of Narnia. They were amazed to find a world filled with talking animals, mythical creatures, and a powerful lion king. Everywhere they looked, they saw something new and exciting. They soon discovered that Narnia was a place of adventure and danger, and they had to use their courage and wits to survive. The Pevensey children soon found themselves in the middle of a great battle between the forces of good and evil. With the help of Aslan, the great Lion King, they were able to defeat the evil forces and restore peace to Narnia. After their victory, the Pevensey children were rewarded with a place in the royal court of Narnia, and they were able to enjoy the wonders of this magical world for many years. The Pevensey children's adventures in Narnia were filled with excitement and danger, but they also learned valuable lessons about courage, friendship, and loyalty. Through their experiences in Narnia, the Pevensey children grew up to be brave and wise adults. Main idea number 2. Aslan is the leader of Narnia. Aslan is the powerful Lion King of Narnia, who is wise and just and helps the Pevensey children in their adventures. Aslan is the powerful Lion King of Narnia, who is wise and just. He is the leader of Narnia, and is a symbol of hope and courage for the people of Narnia. Aslan is a powerful figure, and is often seen as a protector of the people of Narnia. He is a source of strength and guidance for the Pevensey children, and helps them in their adventures. Aslan is a symbol of justice and mercy, and is a powerful force for good in Narnia. Aslan is a wise and noble leader, and is respected by all the people of Narnia. He is a symbol of courage and strength, and is often seen as a protector of the people of Narnia. Aslan is a powerful figure, and is often seen as a source of hope and guidance for the Pevensey children. He helps them in their adventures, and is a symbol of justice and mercy. Aslan is a powerful force for good in Narnia, and is a leader that the people of Narnia can look up to. Main idea number 3. The White Witch is the main antagonist. The White Witch is the main antagonist of the series, a powerful and evil sorceress who seeks to take control of Narnia and enslave its inhabitants. The White Witch is a formidable and powerful force in Narnia. She is a cruel and wicked sorceress who seeks to take control of the land and enslave its inhabitants. She is a master of dark magic and has a vast array of magical powers at her disposal. She is also a master manipulator, using her powers of persuasion to bend others to her will. She is a master of disguise, often appearing as a beautiful woman to lure unsuspecting victims into her clutches. She is also a master of deception, using her powers to create illusions and manipulate the minds of her victims. The White Witch is a formidable enemy and a powerful force in Narnia. She is a ruthless and cruel ruler who will stop at nothing to achieve her goals. She is a master of dark magic and has a vast array of magical powers at her disposal. She is also a master manipulator, using her powers of persuasion to bend others to her will. She is a master of disguise, often appearing as a beautiful woman to lure unsuspecting victims into her clutches. She is also a master of deception, using her powers to create illusions and manipulate the minds of her victims. The White Witch is a powerful and dangerous force in Narnia. She is a cruel and wicked sorceress who seeks to take control of the land and enslave its inhabitants. She is a master of dark magic and has a vast array of magical powers at her disposal. She is also a master manipulator, using her powers of persuasion to bend others to her will. She is a master of disguise, often appearing as a beautiful woman to lure unsuspecting victims into her clutches. She is also a master of deception, using her powers to create illusions and manipulate the minds of her victims. Main idea number 4. The Pevensey children are chosen to save Narnia. The Pevensey children are chosen by Aslan to save Narnia from the White Witch and restore peace and justice to the land. The Pevensey children, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, were chosen by Aslan to save Narnia from the White Witch. Aslan had faith in the children's courage and strength, and believed that they could restore peace and justice to the land. He gave them each a special task to complete, and promised to help them in any way he could. The children set out on their quest, facing many dangers and obstacles along the way. They encountered magical creatures, fought battles, and made allies. With Aslan's guidance, they eventually succeeded in defeating the White Witch and restoring peace to Narnia. The Pevensey children had proven themselves to be brave and loyal, and they were rewarded with a place in Narnia's history. Main idea number 5. The Pevensey children must battle evil forces. The Pevensey children must battle the forces of evil, including the White Witch and her minions, in order to save Narnia. The Pevensey children, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, must battle the forces of evil in order to save Narnia. Led by the White Witch, these forces include the evil creatures of Narnia, such as the wolves, the giants, and the witches. The Pevensey children must use their courage, strength, and intelligence to defeat the White Witch and her minions and restore peace to Narnia. The Pevensey children must also rely on the help of Aslan, the great lion and leader of Narnia, to help them in their quest. Aslan provides them with guidance and strength, and helps them to understand the importance of their mission. With his help, the Pevensey children are able to overcome the forces of evil and restore peace to Narnia. The Pevensey children's battle against evil is a difficult one, but they are determined to succeed. With the help of Aslan and their own courage and strength, they are able to overcome the forces of evil and restore peace to Narnia. The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis is a classic story of good versus evil, and the Pevensey children's battle against the forces of evil is an inspiring tale of courage and determination. Main idea number 6. Aslan sacrifices himself to save Edmund. Aslan sacrifices himself to save Edmund from the White Witch, and is later resurrected. Aslan, the great lion and leader of Narnia, sacrifices himself to save Edmund from the White Witch. Aslan is taken to the stone table and killed, but his death is not in vain. The White Witch is defeated and Edmund is saved. Aslan is later resurrected, and his sacrifice is remembered as a great act of courage and love. Aslan's sacrifice is a powerful example of selflessness and courage. He willingly gives up his life to save Edmund, even though he knows he will be resurrected. His act of courage and love is remembered by all of Narnia, and serves as a reminder of the power of self-sacrifice and the importance of standing up for what is right. Aslan's sacrifice is a reminder that love and courage can conquer even the darkest of forces. His act of selflessness and bravery is an example to all of us, and serves as a reminder that we should never give up hope, even in the face of adversity. Main idea number 7. The Pevensey children are crowned kings and queens of Narnia. After defeating the White Witch, the Pevensey children are crowned kings and queens of Narnia and ruled the land with justice and wisdom. The Pevensey children had finally defeated the White Witch and freed Narnia from her tyranny. As a reward for their bravery and courage, they were crowned kings and queens of Narnia. The coronation ceremony was held in the Great Hall of Caer Paravel, and the 4 siblings were presented with golden crowns and scepters. Aslan declared that they would rule Narnia with justice and wisdom, and the people of Narnia cheered in celebration. The Pevensey children were now the rulers of Narnia, and they took their responsibilities seriously. They worked hard to ensure that the people of Narnia were safe and happy, and they made sure that justice was served. They also worked to restore the land to its former glory, and they encouraged trade and commerce. The Pevensey children were beloved by the people of Narnia, and their reign was a time of peace and prosperity. The Pevensey children's reign as kings and queens of Narnia was a time of great joy and celebration. They were beloved by the people of Narnia, and their rule was just and wise. They worked hard to ensure that the people of Narnia were safe and happy, and they restored the land to its former glory. The Pevensey children's reign was a time of peace and prosperity, and it was a time that the people of Narnia would never forget. Main idea number 8. The Pevensey children must battle the Calamines. The Pevensey children must battle the Calamines, a race of people from the south of Narnia, in order to protect the land. The Pevensey children must battle the Calamines, a race of people from the south of Narnia, in order to protect the land. The Calamines are a powerful and dangerous enemy, and the Pevensey children must use all of their courage and strength to defeat them. They must rely on their wits and their knowledge of Narnia to outsmart the Calamines and protect their home. They must also enlist the help of the Narnian creatures, such as Aslan, the Great Lion, and the Talking Beasts, to help them in their fight. The Pevensey children must be brave and determined if they are to succeed in their mission and save Narnia from the Calamines. The Pevensey children must also be prepared to face the Calamines' powerful magic. The Calamines are known for their dark sorcery, and the Pevensey children must be wary of their spells and enchantments. They must also be prepared to face the Calamines' fierce warriors, who are skilled in the art of battle. The Pevensey children must use all of their courage and strength to stand up to the Calamines and protect their home. The Pevensey children must be brave and determined if they are to succeed in their mission and save Narnia from the Calamines. They must use all of their courage and strength to stand up to the Calamines and protect their home. With the help of Aslan and the Talking Beasts, the Pevensey children can defeat the Calamines and save Narnia from their evil clutches. Main idea number 9. The Pevensey children must battle the evil forces of the witch. The Pevensey children must battle the evil forces of the witch, including the White Witch, the witch's minions, and the Calamines. The Pevensey children must battle the evil forces of the witch, led by the White Witch. She has been ruling Narnia with an iron fist, using her magic to keep the land in a perpetual winter. The witch has a host of minions at her disposal, including the fierce and powerful Calamines. The Pevensey children must use their courage and ingenuity to defeat the witch and her minions and restore peace and harmony to Narnia. The Pevensey children must use their wits and courage to outsmart the witch and her minions. They must find a way to break the witch's spell and restore the natural order of Narnia. Along the way, they will face many obstacles and challenges, but with the help of Aslan and the other creatures of Narnia, they will be able to overcome the witch and her forces. The Pevensey children must also rely on their faith in Aslan and the power of love to help them in their quest. With the help of Aslan and the other creatures of Narnia, the Pevensey children will be able to defeat the witch and her minions and restore peace and harmony to Narnia. Main idea number 10. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in their battles. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in their battles against the forces of evil, providing them with guidance and strength. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in their battles against the forces of evil, providing them with guidance and strength. He is a powerful ally, and his presence is a source of comfort and courage for the children. He is a wise and benevolent leader, and his advice is often invaluable in helping the children make the right decisions. He also provides them with physical assistance, such as when he leads the charge against the White Witch's army in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Aslan's presence is a reminder to the children that they are not alone in their struggles, and that they have a powerful ally in their corner. Aslan's help is not limited to physical assistance. He also provides the children with moral and spiritual guidance. He encourages them to be brave and to stand up for what is right, even when it is difficult. He also helps them to understand the consequences of their actions, and to make wise choices. Aslan's presence is a reminder to the children that they are never truly alone, and that they can always rely on him for help and guidance. Aslan's help is invaluable to the Pevensey children in their battles against evil. He is a powerful ally, and his presence is a source of comfort and courage for the children. He provides them with physical assistance, moral guidance, and spiritual support, and his help is essential in helping the children to overcome the forces of evil. Main idea number 11. The Pevensey children must find the seven magical swords. The Pevensey children must find the seven magical swords of Narnia in order to defeat the White Witch and her minions. The Pevensey children have been tasked with a great mission, to find the seven magical swords of Narnia. These swords are said to be the only weapons capable of defeating the White Witch and her minions. The Pevensey children must bravely venture into the unknown and search for these swords, which are hidden throughout the land of Narnia. Along the way, they will face many obstacles and challenges, but they must remain brave and determined if they are to succeed in their quest. The seven swords are said to be powerful artifacts, each with its own unique properties. The first sword is called the Sword of Justice, and it is said to be able to cut through any obstacle. The second sword is the Sword of Truth, which can detect lies and falsehoods. The third sword is the Sword of Courage, which gives its wielder the strength to face any danger. The fourth sword is the Sword of Mercy, which can heal any wound. The fifth sword is the Sword of Wisdom, which grants its wielder knowledge and understanding. The sixth sword is the Sword of Protection, which can shield its wielder from harm. The seventh and final sword is the Sword of Light, which can banish darkness and evil. The Pevensey children must find all seven of these swords if they are to have any chance of defeating the White Witch and her minions. It will be a difficult and dangerous journey, but with courage and determination, the Pevensey children can succeed in their quest and save Narnia from the forces of evil. Main idea number 12. The Pevensey children must find the lost prince. The Pevensey children must find the lost prince of Narnia, who is the rightful heir to the throne. The Pevensey children must find the lost prince of Narnia, who is the rightful heir to the throne. In The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis, the Pevensey children are tasked with the mission of finding the lost prince, who has been missing for many years. The children must travel through the magical land of Narnia, encountering many strange creatures and magical beings along the way. They must use their courage and wits to overcome the obstacles they face and ultimately find the lost prince. Along the way, they will learn valuable lessons about friendship, loyalty, and courage, and will gain a greater understanding of the power of love and faith. The Pevensey children must use their courage and determination to find the lost prince and restore him to the throne. They must battle against the forces of evil and use their knowledge of Narnia to find the prince. They must also rely on their own inner strength and the help of their friends to succeed in their quest. In the end, the Pevensey children will discover the true power of friendship and loyalty, and will be rewarded with the joy of restoring the rightful heir to the throne. Main idea number 13. The Pevensey children must battle the evil forces of the witch in the final battle. The Pevensey children must battle the evil forces of the witch in the final battle in order to save Narnia. The Pevensey children must face their greatest challenge yet, the final battle against the witch and her evil forces. Armed with courage, strength, and the help of Aslan, the children must fight to save Narnia from the witch's tyranny. They must use their wits and their weapons to defeat the witch and her minions, and restore peace and justice to the land. The stakes are high, and the fate of Narnia hangs in the balance. The Pevensey children must be brave and determined if they are to succeed in their quest. The witch is a powerful and dangerous foe, and the Pevensey children must be prepared for a long and difficult battle. They must use their skills and knowledge to outwit the witch and her forces, and ultimately defeat her. The witch is a formidable opponent, and the children must be brave and resourceful if they are to prevail. The final battle will be a test of their courage and strength, and the Pevensey children must be ready to face the witch and her minions. The Pevensey children must be brave and determined if they are to succeed in their quest to save Narnia. With courage and strength, they must battle the witch and her evil forces in the final battle. The fate of Narnia hangs in the balance, and the Pevensey children must be prepared to face their greatest challenge yet. With the help of Aslan, they must fight to restore peace and justice to the land, and ultimately defeat the witch and her minions. Main idea number 14. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in the final battle. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in the final battle against the forces of evil, providing them with guidance and strength. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in the final battle against the forces of evil, providing them with guidance and strength. He appears to them in the midst of the battle, and encourages them to fight bravely and with courage. He gives them the courage to face their fears and to stand up to the enemy. He also gives them the strength to fight, and the wisdom to know when to fight and when to retreat. He helps them to understand the importance of their mission and to stay focused on their goal. Aslan's presence gives the Pevensey children the courage and strength to fight and ultimately win the battle. Aslan also helps the Pevensey children to understand the power of love and friendship. He reminds them that even in the darkest of times, love and friendship can be a source of strength and courage. He encourages them to rely on each other and to never give up hope. He also helps them to understand that even in the face of great evil, there is still good in the world. Aslan's presence gives the Pevensey children the courage and strength to fight and ultimately win the battle. Main idea number 15. The Pevensey children are reunited with their parents. After defeating the White Witch, the Pevensey children are reunited with their parents and return to their own world. The Pevensey children had been through a lot during their time in Narnia. They had faced danger, made friends, and ultimately defeated the White Witch. After their victory, they were finally able to return to their own world and be reunited with their parents. The children were overjoyed to see their parents again. They had been apart for so long, and the reunion was a joyous occasion. The parents were equally delighted to see their children, and they all hugged and cried tears of joy. The Pevensey children had grown so much during their time in Narnia. They had learned lessons about courage, friendship, and loyalty, and they had become more mature and responsible. Their parents were proud of them and the adventures they had gone on. The Pevensey children were finally reunited with their parents, and they all returned to their own world. They had faced danger and overcome it, and they had grown and changed in the process. It was a happy ending for the Pevensey family, and they all lived happily ever after. Main idea number 16. The Pevensey children must battle the evil forces of the witch in the final battle. The Pevensey children must battle the evil forces of the witch in the final battle in order to save Narnia. The Pevensey children must face their greatest challenge yet, the final battle against the witch and her evil forces. Armed with courage, strength, and the help of Aslan, the children must fight to save Narnia from the witch's tyranny. They must use their wits and their weapons to defeat the witch and her minions, and restore peace and justice to the land. The stakes are high, and the fate of Narnia hangs in the balance. The Pevensey children must be brave and determined if they are to succeed in their quest. The witch is a powerful and dangerous foe, and the Pevensey children must be prepared for a long and difficult battle. They must use their skills and knowledge to outwit the witch and her forces, and ultimately defeat her. The witch is a formidable opponent, and the children must be brave and resourceful if they are to prevail. The final battle will be a test of their courage and strength, and the Pevensey children must be ready to face the witch and her minions. The Pevensey children must be brave and determined if they are to succeed in their quest to save Narnia. With courage and strength, they must battle the witch and her evil forces in the final battle. The fate of Narnia hangs in the balance, and the Pevensey children must be prepared to face their greatest challenge yet. With the help of Aslan, they must fight to restore peace and justice to the land, and ultimately defeat the witch and her minions. Main idea number 17. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in the final battle. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in the final battle against the forces of evil, providing them with guidance and strength. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in the final battle against the forces of evil, providing them with guidance and strength. He appears to them in the midst of the battle, and encourages them to fight bravely and with courage. He gives them the courage to face their fears and to stand up to the forces of evil. He also gives them the strength to fight, and to never give up. He reminds them that they are not alone, and that he is always with them. He gives them the power to defeat the forces of evil, and to restore peace and justice to Narnia. Aslan's presence in the battle is a source of great comfort and strength to the Pevensey children. He is a symbol of hope and courage, and his presence gives them the courage to fight on. He also gives them the strength to persevere, and to never give up. He reminds them that they are not alone, and that he is always with them. He gives them the power to defeat the forces of evil, and to restore peace and justice to Narnia. Aslan's help in the final battle is a testament to his love and loyalty to the Pevensey children. He is a symbol of hope and courage, and his presence gives them the courage to fight on. He also gives them the strength to persevere, and to never give up. He reminds them that they are not alone, and that he is always with them. He gives them the power to defeat the forces of evil, and to restore peace and justice to Narnia. Main idea number 18. The Pevensey children are reunited with their parents. After defeating the White Witch, the Pevensey children are reunited with their parents and return to their own world. The Pevensey children had been through a lot during their time in Narnia. They had faced danger, made friends, and ultimately defeated the White Witch. After their victory, they were finally able to return to their own world and be reunited with their parents. The children were overjoyed to see their parents again. They had been apart for so long, and the reunion was a joyous occasion. The parents were equally delighted to see their children, and they all hugged and cried tears of joy. The Pevensey children had grown so much during their time in Narnia. They had learned lessons about courage, friendship, and loyalty, and they had become more mature and responsible. Their parents were proud of them and the adventures they had gone on. The Pevensey children were finally reunited with their parents, and they all returned to their own world. They had faced danger and overcome it, and they had grown and changed in the process. It was a happy ending for the Pevensey family, and they all lived happily ever after. Main idea number 19. The Pevensey children must battle the evil forces of the witch in the final battle. The Pevensey children must battle the evil forces of the witch in the final battle in order to save Narnia. The Pevensey children must face their greatest challenge yet, the final battle against the witch and her evil forces. Armed with courage, strength, and the help of Aslan, the children must fight to save Narnia from the witch's tyranny. They must use their wits and their weapons to defeat the witch and her minions, and restore peace and justice to the land. The stakes are high, and the fate of Narnia hangs in the balance. The Pevensey children must be brave and determined if they are to succeed in their quest. The witch is a powerful and dangerous foe, and the Pevensey children must be prepared for a long and difficult battle. They must use their skills and knowledge to outwit the witch and her forces, and ultimately defeat her. The witch is a formidable opponent, and the children must be brave and resourceful if they are to prevail. The final battle will be a test of their courage and strength, and the Pevensey children must be ready to face the witch and her minions. The Pevensey children must be brave and determined if they are to succeed in their quest to save Narnia. With courage and strength, they must battle the witch and her evil forces in the final battle. The fate of Narnia hangs in the balance, and the Pevensey children must be prepared to face their greatest challenge yet. With the help of Aslan, they must fight to restore peace and justice to the land, and ultimately defeat the witch and her minions. Main idea number 20. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in the final battle. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in the final battle against the forces of evil, providing them with guidance and strength. Aslan helps the Pevensey children in the final battle against the forces of evil, providing them with guidance and strength. He appears to them in the midst of the battle, and encourages them to fight bravely and with courage. He gives them the courage to face their fears and to stand up to the forces of evil. He also gives them the strength to fight, and to never give up. He reminds them that they are not alone, and that he is always with them. He gives them the power to defeat the forces of evil, and to restore peace and justice to Narnia. Aslan's presence in the battle is a source of great comfort and strength to the Pevensey children. He is a symbol of hope and courage, and his presence gives them the courage to fight on. He also gives them the strength to persevere, and to never give up. He reminds them that they are not alone, and that he is always with them. He gives them the power to defeat the forces of evil, and to restore peace and justice to Narnia. Aslan's help in the final battle is a testament to his love and loyalty to the Pevensey children. He is a symbol of hope and courage, and his presence gives them the courage to fight on. He also gives them the strength to persevere, and to never give up. He reminds them that they are not alone, and that he is always with them. He gives them the power to defeat the forces of evil, and to restore peace and justice to Narnia.